All right, 1299, please.
Request of Michael O'Callaghan to address council regarding shelterlessness and Hollow Point bullets.
Michael, come on up.
Thank you very much. A quick thing on Hollow Point bullets. They were banned internationally after World War I. The police used them on us. That's why people that get shot die. Anyway, on to another thing that's a lot more fun. I call it a DIGBY because I like acronyms, right? Accessory dwelling unit, garage, or basement. It's in your package there. Float a $40 million bond. Give loans to anybody that wants to create an accessory living unit in their garage, basement, or create an accessory dwelling unit. You give them a loan for $30,000, payable back over a 10-year period, 2% over what the bond costs you. Now, you can do a few nice things with this. You can put a rent cap on these units. You can prohibit Airbnb, and you can, in conjunction with the county, prohibit any tax increase for the life of the loan, making it a great deal for the property owner. Create, through the life of the bond, 30 years, about 3,900 living units. Local jobs, larger tax base, money stays in the community, and the homeowner gains equity, okay? Pretty simple solution. Well, of course, not simple in politics, but then again, pretty straightforward solution and pretty doable, okay? Update on homelessness. Okay, Department of Justice said in a Boise litigation that they entered that if your shelters are full, it's cruel and unusual punishment to give people citations for camping. Interagency Council on Homelessness reaffirmed that. Okay, the city of Eugene just 2 weeks ago passed an ordinance allowing camping on public lands, on park lands. The British Columbia Supreme Court declared that homeless have a right on public land, okay? And what authority do you have to confiscate my property? There's none. And you do these sweeps, stealing people's property with no authority of law. Another point, I put in a few things in there. There are 10,000 homeless in Seattle. Okay, so let's throw this idea away that Portland's a mecca for the homeless and people come here, okay? That's pretty humorous, okay? And the solution is before you. You've seen Right to Dream. You see how that operates. Dignity Village, how that operates. And the new one, Hazelnut Grove over here. That's a solution. Come on, get on board. 25 or smaller, got to be fenced, got to be in different areas of the community. Let the communities pick where they go, okay? Because this homelessness is in every community, and I understand communities don't like it. You know, I don't like it either, okay? But, hey, let's move forward with the solution. Give us public places where we can put these in your community. Okay, and another thing, if I may, for a moment.
Quickly, and then we got to move on.
Okay, thank you. Anybody here want to feed 2 million people a year on a zero cost to the city?
Yes.
Sure.
Thank you. I wasn't expecting that. Okay, France passed a law prohibiting supermarkets from throwing away past pull date food.
Good idea. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.